Today is Monday, December the 10th, 2018, and this is Life Words, Day by Day. In Luke's Gospel, an angel has announced to Elizabeth and Zechariah that they would have a son who would prepare the way for this coming king. His name would be John the Baptist. The same angel, Gabriel, appeared to Mary and told her that she would have a son, and his name was going to be Jesus, which means Savior. When Mary learns about her supernatural pregnancy, and also the pregnancy of her relative Elizabeth, she loads up and makes the 100-plus-mile journey to see Elizabeth. And when Mary walks through the door, Elizabeth erupts into a song, celebrating the fact that God was fulfilling His promise. After Elizabeth gets through singing, Mary takes a turn and she sings a song known as the Magnificat. And it's found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. And through her song, I think we can learn what it means to worship and magnify the Lord. One of the things that we notice, we see that her mind and heart were filled with God's Word. Within Mary's song, we see the fingerprints of several passages of Old Testament Scripture. If you look at Luke chapter 1, verse 50, it looks a lot like Psalm 103, verse 17 that says, "The steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him." If you look at Luke chapter 1, verse 51, it looks a lot like Psalm 89, verse 10, "You scattered your enemies with your mighty arm." If you look at verse 52, it mirrors 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 28. "You save a humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them down." Luke 1:53 looks a lot like Psalm 107, verse 9. "For He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul He fills with good things." We see that young Mary's life was filled with Scripture. You get the sense that once Elizabeth expressed praise for what God was doing and accomplishing, Mary caught on, and this song of praise just flew out of her mouth. But here's the thing I want us to take away. Mary didn't sit down with a Bible concordance and compose this song. She didn't spend hours crafting the lyrics of her praise song. This was an overflow of truth that was already in her heart. Mary didn't just have Scripture memorized. What God said in His Word was the hope of her life. She lived and trusted God's Word. She knew what the Old Testament taught about God and His promises and His faithfulness and His power, and she believed them. She says, "My soul is realizing the greatness of God. My soul is getting a bigger picture, a better understanding of who God is, because His truth is being made known to me." His power and abilities and faithfulness were impacting her mind, which was stirring her soul. Do you ever wonder why our worship of God is oftentimes half-hearted? Why it's not intense and full and vibrant? I sometimes think it's because we only believe a little bit of what God says about Himself. We only believe a little bit because we only know a little bit. And it's not because we're unable to comprehend the greatness of who He is, but rather, we're unwilling. We're undisciplined. One pastor says we're too concerned about our own rights, so that when we read verses like Psalm 115, verse 3, that says, "Our God is in the heaven and He does all that He pleases," well, we like that as long as what He is doing is pleasing to us. But as soon as it grinds against what we want, we shake our collective fist at God and we say, "You can't do that. That's not fair." And so we attempt to strip God of His sovereignty and control, and what we are left with is a remote control God of our own making who's supposed to respond to us every time we push the buttons. Well, who wants to worship a God like that? Do you stand in awe of a genie God? Well, no. But when we are renewing our minds with God's Word, He will receive the worship due from us. And I'm praying that this Christmas you can say with Mary, "My soul magnifies the Lord." From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to an audience of 2 billion people, we pray that you will walk with Jesus day by day.